Still, my mother denied that Ernest was my father. It wasn't so much that she was trying to deceive me. She was trying to protect me. I loved Adam, and Adam loved me. I was born as father and son was as strong as any other family. But the sense of doubt growing inside of me made me feel like I was born was slowly dying. I was losing that sense of security, of identity, and no amount of reassurance from my mother could bring it back. It changed me. It's a heck of a thing to question your own paternity. It's not something I wish on my worst enemy. As a child, your first basic knowledge of yourself is your name and the name of your mother and father. Now, my father's name was followed by a question mark. Whether my mother knew it or even wanted to admit it, that night after the family reunion, I knew Adam Hackett wasn't my blood daddy. Ernest Prince was fearless, the third of nine children.
He had a natural finesse about him,
a natural born leader. He always had a crew and a girlfriend. He even dated one of his teachers in high school and wasn't afraid of getting caught. He was only afraid she'd get too attached. He was a natural wanderer. In the ninth grade, Ernest went to New York to live with his oldest brother, Donald. Ernest immediately fell into his hustling. Shooting dice was his thing. He was good at it, and soon everyone came to know it. Ernest would walk into a dice game with nothing and leave with over $100, which was a lot of money in 1960. Ernest met Anna Marie, or Slim, as he called her, the same night Sharon met Adam. And just like my parents, Ernest and Slim would deal with one another off and on pretty much the rest of their lives. Still, that spirit of restlessness ran deep within Ernest. One night, Ernest asked his brother, Donald, to drop him off in Hunters Point, San Francisco. It was 1966. There was nothing but trouble in Hunters Point. But Ernest assured his brother he knew what he was doing. Ernest came home hours later with hundreds of dollars and a car, the deed signed over by a man who couldn't shoot dice nearly as well as Ernest. "Check this out," Ernest said, stretched his arm out and pointed to a small red puncture on the inside of his elbow. "What's that?" Donna asked. When the loser ran out of money, he paid Ernest in Heron. Donna made Ernest promise not to try Heron again. "That's some bad, bad stuff, and you don't want to be mixed up in that." Ernest gave his word, and being a man of his word was good enough for his brother. Donna, who was fresh out of the service, moved to Oakland, California. Nearly a decade would pass before Ernest admitted to his brother that he'd been using heroin long before that night in Hunters Point. I don't remember actually meeting Ernest Prince. He was always on the outskirts of my life. I knew him as Anna Marie's boyfriend. One day when I was 9 years old and Zena was 10, Ernest picked us up and took us fishing. My mother and his grandmother, Momo, came along. We spent the entire day out at the lake. I remember Momo catching fish after fish to the point where I went over to her side because I couldn't catch even a nibble. She just laughed as she watched me. I still couldn't catch a thing.